What about some things that kids used to play on? Used to have maybe a bunch of little things that kids would play on. Do you remember those? Maybe one went up and down. It was a board, and it was fixed in the middle.
I wouldn't know how to call that, but it was a swinging board.
Yeah, it went up and down.
Up and down on the trusser. You put it on the trusser, and one would go up and down like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in my time coming up, sure, and he had many toys. We had to make our own toys.
Uh-huh.
We'd take a tree and cut out a wagon wheel about that wide.
Yeah.
About 6 inches high. Then we make an axle by hand. That would be our play toy. We didn't do like today, go and buy toys, you know.
Yeah. Well, did you don't know what they call that thing then? The seesaw, you ever call that, or?
You mean, I would say that must be a seesaw.
Yeah.
I would call it a seesaw.
Did you ever see one that was fixed in the middle and went around like that? Maybe?
Yes.
You know what that was called?
Well, you can take a truck wheel and use them bearing in the part of that hub.
Uh-huh.
And then you can make a pipe two ways. Now you can make a cross with that pipe. Put some little seed on it and go around and around on them bearing. That's how we do it over there.
Yeah. What about it? Did you ever see maybe a plank that was limber and it was fixed at both ends like this and people would bounce up and down in the middle of it?
No.
I
never seen that.
And then there was that old thing people used to tie to a tree limb and they...
A swing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got two of them outside there.
Yeah.
One of them is 57 years.
Boy,
it'd been there since I've been here. And then I made a new one for the children to play with, like a chair.
Is the rope still good, or will it still?
Oh, yeah, it's good. Sure.
Okay. Now, what'd you used to carry coal in? You remember what they used to carry coal from, say, from the house to... Did you ever have coal?
Yes, we used coal here until we got natural gas.
Mm-hmm.
We used to carry it in a tin bucket.
Mm-hmm.
Made something like a funnel, you know. It was smaller to the bottom and bigger coming to the top.
Yeah.
I call that a coal bucket, that's all I know.
Okay. Now, did you have a stove, like a stove that you'd light with wood or coal or something like that?
A wooden stove once upon a time. We had to cut our wood a certain length, about 12 inches.
Yeah.
And keep it all the time in the yard when we need to go get it on for it. That's what we used to cook. We used to iron with that.
excuse me. Now, what'd you call that thing that ran from the stove to the chimney in the stove?
It would be called a stove pipe.
Stove pipe?
Stove pipe.
Okay, and what was the flue? Do you know what the flue was? What was the difference
between... The flue was made out of brick from the loft going to the roof.
Oh, I see.
It was made out of brick, not to catch a fire. Right? But the bottom part was made out of... Stove pipe. Made out of tin, you know.
Okay. Now, did you have maybe a little vehicle you used to carry bricks or heavy things in?
I used a wheelbarrow. A wheelbarrow.
Okay.
To carry a little brick, and then after you put your brick down, you make your mortar.
Uh-huh.
To put them brick together right in that wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
Then when you get through,